From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Seoul's National Security Office says North and South Korea have agreed to hold a summit next month. In addition, North Korea said there is no need for it to have nuclear weapons if there are no military threats and the security of its regime is assured. But there are signs that North Korea is moving ahead with its nuclear program. Grace Lee explains.
A report from Washington-based website 38 North says satellite images from last week indicate the country's main nuclear reactor may be in operation. That likely means it's making plutonium again. The North hasn't staged a nuclear or missile test since November, and the Olympics seemed to foster goodwill when both sides came together to participate in the Games.
Reporter Grace Lee. U.S. President Donald Trump reaffirmed his pledge to impose stiff tariffs on imported steel and aluminum Monday. Jisusume Oni has more.
Top Republican allies of President Trump have criticized the tariffs as threatening an international trade war. Mark Smith, CEO of Termax, says automotive companies like his will have to rethink where they do business.
It'll make us look at things. If my material price does go up, I'm a businessman. I'm going to look at, would it be cheaper for me to do business elsewhere?
U.S. stocks rose Monday, with investors still betting that the president will backtrack on his proposal. Jisusume Oni, VOA News, Washington.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 80 people died and dozens more were wounded Monday as government forces ignored the UN call for peace and pressed their assault on the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. The UN says 400,000 people are trapped in eastern Ghouta. This is VOA News. UN war crimes investigators said Tuesday that airstrikes by Russia and a U.S.-led coalition killed civilians in Syria on a large scale last year, while the Assad government carried out unlawful chemical weapons attacks in rebel-held eastern Ghouta. Jeff Custer has more from the report.
The investigators say Islamic State fighters and other insurgent groups committed war crimes, including deadly attacks on civilians and using them as human shields. The report also stated an airstrike by a Russian fixed-wing aircraft using unguided weapons last November hit a market, killing at least 84 people in Atarev, but found no evidence the strike had deliberately targeted the market. And three U.S.-led coalition strikes on a school near Raqqa in March 2017 killed 150 residents, roughly five times the toll acknowledged by the Pentagon. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Dmitry Peskov, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, said Tuesday that Russia has not been approached by British authorities to help in an investigation over how and why a former Russian spy was found critically ill in a shopping mall in a town in southern England. Peskov went on to say that Russia doesn't know any details about this tragic situation, but would be willing to cooperate with the UK investigation if asked to do so. British media have identified the individual as Sergei Skripal, who was convicted in a Russian trial on charges of spying for Britain and sentenced in 2006 to 13 years in prison. Andrew Gilmore, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, says the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya from Myanmar continues.
What is going on at the moment? Not only are there still killings, are there still rapes on a large scale, not only are they driving people out with force and threats, but also there is a, it seems, almost systematic attempt to destroy their future livelihoods.
Myanmar and Bangladesh have agreed to repatriate scores of Rohingya Muslims, but Gilmore says any hope of safe, dignified, and sustainable returns are impossible under current conditions. The United Nations Children Agency says the rate of marriage for girls globally has been reduced to a significant fall in the number of child marriages in South Asia. More educational opportunities for young girls, government investments in adolescent girls, and strong advocacy about the illegality of child marriage saw 25 million fewer child marriages in the last decade. Several South African countries have recalled some processed meats from South Africa after the deaths of 180 people there from contaminated food since early last year. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.